To close out our first half is another great story. I'm really thrilled to present J.L. Friedman. I first heard about J.L. At work. Someone said, oh, I just heard this NPR story about a woman who works as a manicurist, and she's a poet at a spa in Mount Washington. And a renowned Holocaust scholar went into the spa one day, and they struck up a conversation over his manicure, and they ended up doing this story, actually, that was produced by another one of our storytellers, Tracy Wall, that was on NPR. And I heard JL's poetry. And actually, you can you still listen to the story? Yeah. If you go to npr.org and you look for JL Friedman, you'll get to the story and you can hear some of her poetry. But tonight, she's going to tell a story that I think really falls under the miseducation part of the show. And just give it up for JL. It's great to have her here.
Hello. So my story starts the summer of 1983 when my parents moved and I needed to go to a new school, and I was entering into the eighth grade. I am the kind of person, I have never had a problem making friends, except in this school I seem to make more enemies than I did friends. So I am going to school, and one particular girl who hates my guts, her name is Vanessa. And I came into school one day, and someone came up to me and told me about a rumor that was going around the school that Vanessa had started. And the rumor was that I had had sex with 15 guys out on the baseball field. So I'm so glad you think that's funny. So instead of me, just so you know, I am the youngest of nine children, and I say that because I want you to know that I was not born and raised a fighter. So for me, it was, you know, whatever the pounds were, I just took them. And eventually, one of my characteristics is charming. So I would be charming, you know, and then when that didn't work, I would be funny. And then what I learned in the eighth grade is that I needed to also be a fighter to get people off of me as well. So when I heard the rumor, my first reaction, of course, is that there's nothing funny here and I can't be charming, so I need to leave. And I left school. And I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell my mother, nobody in my family. I just hung out at the playground. And so you gotta imagine, this happened when I first went to school, so it's September. So most of September, all of October, and then when it started to get cold, I couldn't hang out at the playground anymore. And just so that you get a sense of what it was like for me at the playground, it was very lonely and very scary, and you know, I didn't have a watch, so I had no sense of timing. So you gotta imagine, I think it's 3 o'clock and it's okay for me to go home and it's only 11 o'clock in the morning. So just, you know, I don't even know what I would do to dwindle the time away, but it was just very, very hard. And then I became separate. So it was all of you and then me. And so that was hard for me. But when it got really, really cold outside, my next option that I created was to go to my sister's high school. And in the beginning, I would hang out in the bathroom, and then I began to take classes. God, and I was gonna cry and everything for you guys. Because for me, I mean, I just really, really want you to get a sense of who I am. I love education, but I believe, and I'm quoted on NP, it's like education comes in all forms and everywhere in life. And from all of us, it just radiates just learning. And that's, you know, my mother was a genius. Like, for her pastime, she would hang out at the Mensa Society. Like, that's what she did. So I've always read and I've always had a quest for learning, but I'm in the high school and I'm taking classes and, you know, I'm actually really enjoying myself. Until one day I was late for a class and I got caught in the hallway and I needed to get a pass to go to my next class. So I go to the office to get the pass to go to my next class, and the assistant principal comes out and he wants to write the pass. So he wants my name, I give him my name, and it doesn't sound familiar, so he starts looking through all of the records in the school, and instead of me just telling the truth and telling what was going on, I didn't say anything. So a couple hours went by, and finally I just told him the truth that I'm an eighth grader and I couldn't go back to my school, and my sister goes here, and I was taking classes, and he called my sister to the office as well as calling the police and my mother. So I was escorted out of the building, and it's not funny. This is serious. I've been deprived. I want to be a lawyer. And so I still never told my mother why I would not go back to school. And eventually we had to go to the State Board of Education, because one of the things is that if you don't go to school, they will lock your parents up. So at the State Board of Education, hey, that's not funny. That's my mommy. So at the State Board of Education, I was sitting in the hallway, and my mother went in, and it was a huge conference because they needed to figure out what to do with me. But of course, by this time, even though my mother didn't know, the people at the Board of Education knew why I did not want to go back to school. And after the conference, my mother came out into the lobby and just looked at me and was like, how could you, now's the crying part. How could you do something like that? And I didn't say anything. I didn't take up for myself and tell her that I didn't do that. And eventually I was sent away to an all-girls school for a year, and I got into a really horrible, horrible fight where I ended up attacking everybody, and they had to give me Thorazine to calm me down. I put that part in for Herman because he said he liked it. And so the thing is that I was trained and developed in fighting and taking up for myself. And then I eventually went, they sent me back to the school where I was attending the eighth grade. They put me back in the eighth grade. And I was in math class. And the teacher was speaking, a gentleman, and he said something that was totally off. And I just remember like raising my hand and not even waiting for him to call on me. And it's like, what you're saying is off. It's that, you know, that's not the calculation or, and he ended up calling me, he called me a slut. Yeah. And I just totally flipped out. No! Then they expelled me from all Baltimore County and all Baltimore City schools, and I... Gosh, how do I end that? I guess I ended by saying that I now have a daughter that's 19 that is a sophomore at the University of Maryland, College Park, and she is pre-med. And I have a beautiful daughter that's 13, that's in the eighth grade, and has been an honor roll student since kindergarten. And that's, so thank you.